Early voting in the state Senate District 21 race is going strong, as 1,373 people have voted in the special election over a two-day period. Republican John Cooper faces Democrat Steve Rockwell for the seat, which was vacated last year by former state Senator Paul Bookout of Jonesboro, who resigned amid campaign contribution violations. Residents in Jonesboro and most of Craighead County can vote early in the race at either the Craighead County Courthouse Annex in Jonesboro or the Lake City Courthouse. When citizens go to the polls, they'll be required to bring their photo ID with them, as this year, the voter ID law is in effect in Arkansas. Craighead County Clerk Kate Holliday.
For Craighead, it's not as significant as it is for other counties. We typically have fairly good people whenever they are willing to actually show identification whenever before they vote. It's just now it is officially law. You have to have a photo identification before you're allowed to vote. If you don't have a photo ID or you don't have one on you, you would be allowed to vote provisionally. However, for your vote to be counted, there would have to be a photo ID brought to the election annex before 7:30 at the end of voting on election day.
And he tells about the voter ID law.
Basically, what the voter ID law states is that there are certain identifications that are going to be accepted as photo IDs to vote, and those are a driver's license, a photo identification card like an ID card provided by the DMV, a concealed handgun carry license, a U.S. passport, an employee badge or identification document, United States military identification, student ID card by an accredited post-secondary educational institution, so Arkansas State IDs would work, public assistance identification card, or a voter identification card, which can be provided in our office if you do not have any other form of voter identification. And what will happen is whenever you go in and you log into or you come in to vote, the poll worker will ask you for your ID. Or if you've early voted, they'll ask you for your ID before they'll let you actually go through the whole check-in process. As soon as they see your ID and they verify from what they can tell that you are who you say you are, then they'll go ahead and proceed and let you vote.
And he tells about what happens to those who do not have a photo ID available.
If someone does not have an ID, then they would go ahead and go through the process, but they would have to vote provisionally. And what would happen is their ballot would be put into the provisional box, and then if that person wanted to bring their ID in at a later time, as long as it was before 7:30 on election day, then that vote can be counted. They would make a photocopy of that ID to show that that person did come in and place it in that box as well. That way, whenever the election commission opens it to handle and process the provisional ballots, they can match it up and say, okay, this person did not have an ID when they were going to vote, but they did bring it in and provide it within the timeline that was required, so that vote will count.
And Holliday says one of the challenges of the new law has been educating people about the new law. But he says the state Senate District 21 primary and runoff provided extra opportunities to inform voters.
One of the biggest things that we have been trying to do is educate people that if they don't have an ID, we can provide them one for free, that there's no cost involved, and that all they have to do is stop by our office and you fill out a little piece of paperwork, we take your picture, we print it right then, and you walk out the door with it, same day. So that's the biggest thing we've been trying to get the word out on. We've actually been in a good spot since we had this special election over these last few months to be able to remind people that have came in, hey, you know, your ID's not required now, but effective January 1st it is. The Secretary of State's office has also done an extraordinarily good job about educating people by doing a lot of things online, doing a lot of promotions through social media that deal with trying to inform people about this, as well as starting advertising campaigns.
And that's Kate Holliday. Those who push for the voter ID law claim the law will bring more integrity to elections and reduce voter fraud. Those who are against the measure say the new law will disenfranchise voters and make it harder for people to vote in elections. Regular election in the state Senate District 21 race takes place on Tuesday. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves, reporting in Jonesboro.